to speak on the telephone like Eloise, to order room service like Eloise. I wanted to be Eloise, or at the very least, make her my friend. But most of all, I wanted to live like Eloise. Through my tiny, fictional idol, I had come to the conclusion that not only was the Plaza the most incredible, glamorous, over-the-top, wonderful, delightful place in the world to be, it was the only place to be. And it just so happened to be in New York City. I considered my options for about 30 seconds, during which my mother rolled her eyes and crossed her arms over her chest rather dramatically.
Mary Randolph Mercer Davenport, today.
Mary Randolph was my grandmother's name. Mary was my official first name, but I'd been called Minty since before I can remember. No one can ever recall the specifics, but it has something to do with the fact that I'd loved candy as a child, especially the red and white swirly Starlight Mints.
All right, Mommy, I finally said. Let's go to New York.
A rosy flush spread over my mother's cheeks. She looked like a little girl about to open a present.
You're going to just love it, Minty, she said, her voice taking on the hushed and sacred tone of our priest at church. New York City is a magical place.
Eloise lives there, I said.
Yes, my mother replied. Yes, she does.